Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Let me tell you something about Tony Schiavone. You can get all of your What Happened When shirts at lewisrules.com. And let me tell you another thing. You can get even more gimmicks at boxofgimmicks.com. That's the official store of What Happened When and ad-free shows. You can get shirts and hoodies and tank tops. And let me tell you another thing. You can get mugs and posters and beach towels. Don't be a bald-headed geek. Head on over to lewisrules.com and boxofgimmicks.com. You undercover hillbilly.
We are broadcasting today's episode of What Happened When from the Blue Chew Studios. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code WHW at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Baudin, Mid-South Joy World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA, and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and friends thought they win, look, Schiavone's back again, World title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order, and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, Lois Rules cat back. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair. Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when? WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Welcome back. It is adfreeshows.com, a special presentation from WHW, What Happened When. It's our favorite podcast and our favorite co-host, Tony Schiavone. Broadcasting live from where? Where are you, honey?
I'm in Chicago at the Wintrust Arena now. I originally was not supposed to be here until tomorrow, but I got a call last night from our travel people and said, hey, there's going to be a lot of snow in Chicago, so I have to bring you in a day early. So instead of being at home in the Batcave where I usually and normally would have been, because I'm normally flying on Wednesday mornings, here I am backstage in the, this is called the AEW office. And we've got a pretty good internet back here. And I thought it'd be a better internet than I had at my hotel room. And I'm right across the street from Wintrust Arena. So here's where I am in Chicago. It's a long way of saying I'm in Chicago, but here I am.
He's in Chicago, the Windy City. Do you know why they call it that, Tony?
No, I know there's a lot of places that the wind doesn't blow. It sucks, but not here. I like Chicago. Well, yeah, I know why it's Windy City, because the wind off the lake.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. It's a political thing with the way the political winds used to shift left and right. That's what started it was.
Okay.
No, I heard something else. I heard that the people in Chicago are long-winded. So it's the Windy City. And then when I asked you where you were, Tony, you gave me like the longest, most roundabout freaking answer. And I'm like, oh, you fit right in.
Hey, y'all, did you go to geico.com yet? What's the hold up? You got a house? You got a car? You need to bundle them. You need to save. It's geico.com.
So RJ Krasinski, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, Lauren. How are you?
Fantastic. Happy to be here with Tony and with you. What do you have for Mr. Schiavone tonight?
Mr. Schiavone, it's always great to see you. Thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you, RJ. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Very, very cold up here in Western New York. So
I bet.
But I just had a quick question for you, kind of a fun question, not too serious. I saw online, I know you don't go on social media, so you probably didn't see it.
Right.
There is a new championship federation. It's called the Pillow Fight Championship.
Wow.
I want to get your thoughts on that. And of anybody that you would ever want to step into the ring with and pillow fight?
Me.
I would. Well, I don't think I would pillow fight Lauren because I have a feeling that she is underhanded and would cheat and would pull the tights and would rake the eyes and would come up with a foreign object. However, I would do a pillow fight with Rebel. I'd be glad to.
Damn it.
So.
Now, see, I was going to respect Lauren and not bring up Rebel's name. I'd say other than Lauren, yeah. But.
I wouldn't do a pillow fight with Dr. Britt Baker because I would have to do the job and I wouldn't hear it for the rest of my life. So
you, Tony. I appreciate you taking time once again.
No problem.
Okay. Tony, I would definitely smother you with a pillow and I plan to do that the next time I see you. Who knows when that'll be, but you guys be ready for the sneak attack on Tony Schiavone with a pillow. Michael McClanahan, I know you're taking my side on this. Tony Schiavone loses in a pillow fight. Am I right?
You're always right, Lauren. I wouldn't argue with you, not just host.
I love that. Thank you. What you got for Tony?
No problem. Good evening, Tony. Thank you so much for taking my question this evening. I really enjoyed this past year how you and Conrad kind of went back and revisited 1986. My question was, as you were revisiting 1986, were there any stories that were kind of omitted, or was there anything that really surprised you about going back and revisiting that time period in your career that you could share with us tonight? And again, I thought it was an excellent year of WHW.
First of all, Michael, thank you. It was a memorable year. I was surprised. I think I was surprised how quickly, and I didn't realize this at the time, but I was surprised how quickly the run of the Rock and Roll Express ended. They were so hot. We go through the Great American Bashes. Ricky Morton faces Ric Flair. They have the Super Summer Sizzler tour that we covered in August. And then they dropped the belts at the end of the year, and that was about it for their run. And I, in my mind, looking back at it at the time, as I'm thinking about it before I saw these, I thought, man, their run lasted a long, long time, but it really, really didn't. And listen, I know that wasn't the end of them and Jim Crockett Promotions, but as far as them being one of the top teams, that was kind of the end of the run for them. As far as stories are concerned, I don't really have that many stories that I haven't told already and that are in the book or in the graphic novel about my time. But some of my favorite moments, though, we're not necessarily in the studio with Turner Broadcasting because we did those early in the morning. And it basically, I flew into Atlanta early in the morning, first flight out of from Charlotte to Atlanta, and got on the 3:15 flight back home. But a lot of my best stories, my best memories were as the ring announcer when we decided to go national. I couldn't be the ring announcer in states that had an athletic commission, like New York or Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, because they had their own ring announcer. But I was able to go out west and see the country for the first time. And, we did an interview with Willie Nelson and Dusty Rhodes. And that was the first time I'd ever been across the Mississippi River back then in 86. So those are fond memories of doing that. But no really interesting stories other than my time on the road, being able to connect and travel with the many, many different guys that I travel with, from Dutch Mantell to Tommy Young to Ric Flair to Arn Anderson to Nikita Koloff to Jim Cornette. Travel with Jim Cornette a lot. Just some great memories of traveling and telling those stories.
Cool. Well, like I said, thank you so much for your time this evening. Always wonderful to talk to you.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for being here, buddy. Thanks for being with us.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? You don't have to tell me.
Okay.
But I want you to go check out betterhelp.com/WHW. And I can tell you from personal experience, this is going to help you. Okay. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They'll let you connect in a safe and private online environment. It's just so convenient. And you can actually start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, to be clear, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all done without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they even have financial aid available. The service is available for clients worldwide, so you don't have to worry about that. And you can even find the particular expertise you need online, so don't limit yourself to just counselors that might be located near you. They've got licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. And by the way, anything you share, of course, is confidential. This is convenient, it's professional, it's affordable, and we encourage you to check out their testimonials. They're posted daily on their site at betterhelp.com. But we want you to take advantage of a special offer right now, and you'll find out why, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that at this point, they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This has been an absolute home run, and I'm glad that our show today is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Yeah, we want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/WHW. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/WHW. We appreciate BetterHelp being a sponsor of What Happened When.
Did you forget yet? Come on, geico.com.
Tony, some of our top gals are in the building tonight, and they did not tell me that they had any questions, but I am going to pass it to each of them first, though. We're going to talk to Brad Stanton. Hey, Brad, not a top gal.
That's okay. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Tony. This is I've been a top guy for probably 6 months, and this is my first time talking to you, so it's really nice to meet you.
Very cool. Very cool, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, I know you're unplugged, so this is an interesting question. And you were always, you were part of the NWA back in the day.
Right.
And looking at the NWA today, Matt Cardona came out recently and said that it was very boring when I was young and it's very boring now. Now, I know he's just trying to stir up heat, of course.
Right, yeah.
But do you think there's any way to get that old style over with fans nowadays, young fans, and get them interested, even without entrance music and stuff?
No, I think that ship has sailed. I think we're in the era of music. We're in the era of high spots. We're in the era of Pilpay Suicidas. We're in the era of guys taking superplexes and cutters off a 12-foot ladder, putting their careers and their livelihood on the line. I think we're in that now. And I just can't see it going back to that. It's just like trying to go backwards in football or baseball, or trying to go backwards to college basketball before there was a 3-point line. I just think that I think for old school guys like us, if you're one of those here on Zoom tonight, I think we love that and we appreciate it and we wish it would be that way, but there's no going back. I mean, the world has changed and so has wrestling.
I agree. I think it has too. And I know he was just trying to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, but, I get that. But there you go. That's our buddy, Matt Cardona.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Tony. It was really
nice. Brad. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Good to see you, Brad. And Brandy Wagner, it's good to see you as well. I don't know if you have a question, but I just wanted to say hi.
Hey, Brandy.
Well, just wanted to say hi. My cat wanted to join us too. So,
well, hey, how's that kitty doing?
She's good. She's, of course, up on the pillows like the princess she is.
Sure. Yep.
Yes. Yes. I'm
talking. Yep. She knows.
All right. Well,
all right.
Here. Tony Schiavone, have you ever been a cat guy? You ever had a cat?
We had a cat. My daughter Laurie had a cat a long time ago, but we have always been dog people.
Dog people. Okay, cool. Meg Nelson, I know you know this guy. What you up to, girl? She's too busy for us. It's fine. That's fine.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, a new hair color and everything.
Megan, your hair is wonderful.
Thank you.
How about that?
Isn't it cool?
It is cool, yeah.
You have like a, you know, a blonde and you have a redhead and a bunch of sexy brunettes and we're just adding to the Schiavone team here.
Yeah, how about that?
But, his hair.
I won't be having pillow fights with you, Tony. So, you know, we got to keep it at buddy level.
That's right. Exactly. We got to keep it professional between us.
We'll just be laughing. Like, what the hell's this? This is stupid. Let's get a Moscow mule.
That's right.
But no, I'm actually in Washington, D.C., kind of like by Tyson's Corner area of D.C. for work this week. And nothing new. Actually, you know, I always mentioned, you know, to some of the guys at Top Guy Weekend, like, if you ever come to Pittsburgh, let me know. We'll have an awesome weekend. Well, James Elkari took me up on that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He was nice. He was a gentleman. We had an awesome time in Pittsburgh. He got to see some indie wrestling and got to meet some AEW dark people. And
yeah,
he just had a really good time. And how about my Bean wrestled last night on Elevation? Megan Myers. I was so proud of her.
Absolutely. You had sent me a picture of you and James Elkari drinking together. And I'm thinking, was that from like back in Jacksonville in the day? And I guess it was recent.
Yeah, it was. He came up to Pittsburgh probably the coldest and snowiest weekend of the year. And he obviously got along with all my wrestling friends. And he had a good, I don't even know if he's even on the call, but he had a great time. And we went to go see International Wrestling Cartel. We got to meet a slapdick, one of the other ad-free shows people. So we made a little meetup out of it. And it was just a nice weekend. So,
all right. Very cool.
But yeah, now I need like a girls weekend. So so top gals, let's go.
Let's go. Tony, you're invited. You're always invited. You're always welcome, Tony Schiavone. Would you come on a girls weekend with us?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, fine. Okay. Right. I bet if Rebel and Britt Baker asked you on a girls weekend, you would say yes.
I don't know, man. I'm getting older by the minute.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm getting older by the minute.
Hey, okay, Tony, can I ask you a question to test how old you are? Okay, if you grab a sheet of paper, can you draw a clock?
A clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will eventually.
You don't have to do it now, but the thing is if you are having difficulty drawing a clock with the hands and the numbers, then you're like freaking old. And I really don't think you're at that point.
No, I would just draw an oblong thing with a number and a colon and a number is what I would do.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Or I would just do like I do now. I would just write in a caption, you know, a caption balloon. Hey, Alexa.
What time is it?
That's my clock now.
And one final question. Where are those new frames?
They are still in my drawer. And when I can go to my my eye doctor, and I have to wait till I think March to go to the eye doctor again. That's not when I'm going to get them.
Oh, that's okay. I just like giving you shit.
I know you do.
Well, and also you talk about your current frames and you to have an easier life.
Yeah, I know.
But always a pleasure talking to you, Tony.
Hey, so
congratulations
we got
on the hardcover book.
Thank you very much. We got WrestleCon coming up in March. So keep that open. Okay.
Oh. Okay. And what about Steel City Con?
Oh, we're trying to get in there. Mike Dawkins is working on that right now.
Okay. You've heard it first.
Yeah.
Back to you, Lauren.
Oh, thanks, girlfriend. All right. It's always good to see the top gals, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it is. Always good to see the top gals.
You should have a whole separate level on your Patreon for just us, and we can do our like bi-weekly Zooms with Tony. It'll be fun. We'll just like flirt and drink and paint our nails.
Okay.
Okay. He said yes. He agreed. All right. So Meg brought up a couple of things while we were talking to her. She was talking about Elevation. She was talking about Dark. Tell me some things, some exciting things, things you're liking to see in these other AEW shows.
Coming up this week?
In general, what are you excited about?
I'm pretty excited to see where this Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson thing is going to go. Mm-hmm. That pretty much excites me. I'm kind of interested to see where they're going to go with the World Tag Team belts. Now that they're on the, on Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. Although, Britt may be really pissed off at me saying this, I'm really pretty stoked at, Jade Cargill being the TBS champion. I think, for a young girl who is just in the business, very, very limited amount of time, she has done quite well for herself. And I'm very happy for her. And buddy, she looks the part, man. Does she?
Oh my gosh.
She's a freaking stud. So, and she's only going to get better. And I think, and I just hope that, you know, in today's wrestling, getting better is not what it used to be. And here's an old thing that I'm going to bring up, and we were talking about this earlier about the old school way. Back in the old school way, a girl like Jade Cargill would get better quicker because she would wrestle every night, because she would be in a town with house shows every night. And that's how you learn. That's how you get better. Well, now she wrestles once a week, and then she puts in time in the training. But so, it's interesting to see how quickly she grows. She's a hell of an athlete. I think we all know that. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Last night, I got the best sleep of my life thanks to Chili Sleep. It's a running gag in our little group friend circle. So many of us, our gimmick attorney, Mike Dawkins, Casio Kid, Scott, who helps us with those StarCast and GCW hotels, we've all got Chili Sleep. So we'll wake up every morning and in our group chat, we'll say, I got 8.5. Thanks, Chili Sleep. I got 9. Thanks, Chili Sleep. And no, we're not measuring like Tony used to in the boys' locker room. We're actually talking about our sleep. You see, Chili Sleep makes customizable, climate-controlled sleep solutions that help you improve your entire well-being. And I mean it. I'm sleeping better than ever, and I give all the credit to Chili Sleep's Uller. Now, they also make a Cube sleep system, but I've got the Uller. Either way, they're hydro-powered, temperature-controlled mattress toppers that fit over your existing mattress to provide you your ideal sleep temperature. Here's the deal. These luxury mattress pads keep your bed at the perfect temperature for deep sleep, whether you sleep hot or cold. These sleep systems are designed to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and give you the confidence and energy to power through your day. So here's a question for you. Imagine waking up and not feeling tired. Can you even imagine that? Well, Chili Sleep can make it happen. It's certainly been my experience, and Tony, I know you and Lois have one, and I think we've got a special offer for our listeners right now, do we not?
Head over to chilisleep.com/WHW to learn more and check out a special offer available exclusively for What Happened When listeners and only for a limited time. That's chili, C-H-I-L-I, sleep.com/WHW to take advantage of our exclusive discount and wake up refreshed, as Conrad said, every day.
Hey, did you go to Geico yet? Get a quick quote, see how much you can save for free at geico.com.
I'd like to bring up here something also, if I can, as it relates to AEW. Beginning on Friday, this coming Friday, if you're a member of WHW Monday, the Patreon channel, not ad-free shows, but our WHW Monday Patreon channel, we are going to start doing a watch-along every Friday of Rampage together at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So you'll hook into our Patreon channel via our Zoom, and we will watch Rampage together. I don't know if I can put it in a little box where we all can watch it at the same time on Zoom, or if I just have to figure out a way to do it another way, but we'll watch it together starting this Friday. And of course, that's every Friday now that we have Rampage that's taped, not a live Rampage, because obviously a live Rampage, I'm going to be there behind the scenes doing some work. So it's going to be starting this Friday.
WHW Monday. So that's be sure to check that out. If you're not already a member of patreon.com/WHW Monday, that sounds like fun, Tony. I'm probably going to crash the party.
By the way, by the time this airs, time it airs on Friday, I will have seen the show twice. So okay. I have a pretty good idea what's coming up, what's going to be on the show. So
are you going to spoil it for us while we're trying?
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Tony Schiavone has invited you to watch AEW Rampage with him on Friday. It's Patreon WHW Monday. Going to be fun. KJ Ragnarsson asks, if Tony could sign any wrestler from the past or present in their prime, I assume to the AEW roster is the question, who would you sign? Choose carefully.
No, it's real simple. Ricky Steamboat. I would. Okay. I don't think there was anybody like him.
I think you're probably right.
And I got to see him when he first started with Jim Crockett Promotions, and he was just wonderful, and he was amazing. And I really think that, and somebody had asked me, Megan, I know you were there when we were at C2E2. Someone had asked me, what match would you like to see get a star from the past and a star from AEW? Who would you like to see wrestle? It just hit me. I would like to see Kenny Omega wrestle Ricky Steamboat. I think that would be a great match. I just think Ricky Steamboat was just one of the best wrestlers in the world. So that's who I would like to sign in his prime in AEW. That's a long-winded Windy City answer.
A Windy City answer from Tony Schiavone. John Rowson, what do you have for Tony tonight? Hey, John.
Tony, it's good to finally be able to meet you and talk to you. What non-wrestling question here for you?
Sure.
Of all the years that you covered Atlanta, who was your favorite player to have ever come through the organization?
Yeah, John, it was Freddie Freeman. He is, again, just a wonderful human being. Freddie and I spent most of 2010 together with the Gwinnett Braves. He was our first baseman. There were times that Freddie was just so incredibly hot. We were in Columbus one time and he went 6 for 6 and everything he hit was a rope. And it was like, and the next day he like had 4 hits and the next day he like 3 hits. And we were on the bus going to the airport. And he was like, we would fly in the mornings. He would say, what? I can't believe what's going on with me. And I said, buddy, you are going to be a big time major league star. And I was right. And still today, I consider Freddie a friend. And so that's the one person that's going through that will always, I knew was something special and was a great guy. I think when the Braves won the World Series, I was most happy for Brian Snitker, because Brian Snitker had been around, been a Brave for 45 years, had been screwed over by the Braves after the 2012 season, sent to AAA to be their manager. I got lucky because I was a AAA manager in 2013. And then, of course, got to hang out with Snitker for all those years prior to Freddie Gonzalez getting fired and Brian getting the job. So that's a great story, too. But Freddie Freeman's the man, always will be. I hope he's a Brave for the rest of his life.
Do you think after this nonsense with this strike's over, do you think they'll wind up re-signing, or do you think he's gone?
You know what? I would like to say they would, but John, in this era of big bucks and agents, Freddie will probably move on.
That's what I think. I think he's gone.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I'm really upset to hear that. But Tony, you have no idea how happy I am to hear that you and Freddie Freeman were travel buddies and friends.
Yeah.
This is like the best news of the day for me.
Yeah, I travel with a lot of those guys. Max Fried, I traveled with. for a short period of time. Ronald Acuna, I traveled with, and there was just Ozzie Albies was on our teams. And we just had a lot of those guys that went through the Gwinnett system that I got to know and traveled with and hung out with. And it was a lot of fun. You know, I started baseball at a very, very early age when I got out of college. And when I was doing baseball back in the 80s, the guys were the age of my the age of me. And then when I started doing the Gwinnett Braves, the guys were the age of my kids. So the dynamic was different. But it was great. I did the play-by-play for the Gwinnett Braves / Stripers. They became the Stripers. I did the play-by-play for them for 11 years when they pulled up roots from Richmond, the Richmond Braves, and became the Gwinnett Braves. I became their play-by-play guy, and I did it all the way through the 2019 season. And then I started doing wrestling full-time and in 2020, and the Gwinnett Braves didn't even have a team that year. They, you know, COVID knocked the season out. So, but I have some fond memories of being with the Braves. I really do.
Aw, they have fond memories of being with you, Tony.
I hope so.
Up next is Mike Gallagher. I love that little World Series conversation for our team. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How you doing? Mr. Shivani, long time, first time.
Hey, Mike. What's up, brother?
Oh, not too much. I actually have a similar question in the vein of the baseball. So I love listening to you talk with Conrad about baseball. I'm a Mets fan, so
okay.
I was in the Maddux, Glavin, Smoltz era growing up. Those are my Braves that killed us every year.
Sure.
I was just watching Game 6 of the 99 series where Kenny Rogers had that walk-off walk.
Right. How about that?
But my question to you is, I'm also a big card collector, and I've always wanted to ask, what are the two or three cards that you have that not necessarily valuable, right? We all got valuable cards. What are two or three cards that you have that are your favorite?
Okay. Mike, I just finished my 1969 Topps baseball collection, and I just finished my 1965 Topps baseball collection. Those were the two.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah, those were the two card sets that I had growing up. I had the entire 69 set growing up because I had ordered it on the back of Street and Smith's. You could order the entire set. And then, of course, they got lost through growing up. And as the old cliche goes, my mom threw away my baseball cards. But I also had the 1965 cards, too. So I just finished those two because those two were what I remember the most. And,
that's
but
great.
The cards that mean the most to me, the one card that means more to me than anything else is the 1969 Rick Mundy Oakland A's baseball card. And let me tell you why.
I think I know why.
You know the story? Because when I first started collecting baseball cards, I opened up the first pack I opened up of Topps baseball cards with bubblegum in them. The first card I pulled out was Rick Mundy's card. I never will forget that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And that I became an Oakland A's fan because of that. And later that year, my dad said, I'm going to take you to Washington Senators game. Who would you like to see him play? I said, I want to see him play the Oakland A's. So I became a big Oakland A's fan. And based on that card, isn't that odd?
It's not.
Yeah,
I think a lot of us have things when we grow up that mean something to us like you, right. And it just stuck.
Yeah, it just stuck with me. And of course, Reggie Jackson's card as well from 69.
Meant a lot to me. 69 Jackson. I have a 69 Jackson. It's one of my favorite cards too.
Right, right. And another one, the 65 Willie Mays card. Now, Willie Mays's card through the 60s, there was like one picture of Willie Mays that like was on 65, 66, I think, maybe 64, 65, same picture. But the 65 one had the pennant on it. It said Giants had the pennant. And they always had the Giants with a purple border on it. And for some reason, that card stuck out for me as well. So those were like big deal cards.
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Shivani. I really appreciate it.
Great question.
Thank
buddy.
You. Hope oh, not, appreciate that.
Yeah, we're not boring everybody with baseball card talk, but there you go.
Thanks for indulging me, top guys and gals.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Tony, you're talking about how you're a road warrior and you're on the road all the time. You're in this town, you're in that town. I mean,
yeah.
And think about how you're bouncing around too. I mean, you went from the chilly streets of Chicago down to Orlando.
Yeah.
And I know in order to do that, you probably want to be comfortable. And I know why you're comfortable these days. We're talking about Stance. You recently got a whole bunch of swag in, and I know how colorful and how comfortable you like to be. And as you know, Tony, the apparel is very well made. It's super soft. It's entirely unique, and it's probably a lot of fun to wear. Tell us what your experience has been like with Stance.
Well, you know, when I travel, as you said, you got to wear comfortable gear. You got to wear comfortable clothes, and you got to always be comfortable. And Stance apparel represents a radical reinvention of socks, underwear, and active apparel. Believe you me, socks and underwear, even though you don't see them, they are so important, aren't they?
Oh, man, that's what's really on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So they have a sharp focus on comfort, quality, and creativity. Stance brings an atypical aesthetic alongside some of pop culture's hottest collaborators for the ultimate in style and self-expression. This is why I love it, because everything you wear should be a direct extension of who you are and how you feel, right?
That's exactly right.
I got the tattoos. I got the Batcave, right?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite design? Like the Goonies, like Star Wars, like The Office, like Harry Potter? Do you like Batman? Wow. How about that? That is all a part of Stance, Conrad.
So here's the thing, man. You guys get to pick. What Stance apparel do you like or wear the most? I know for me, it's the socks. Tony, are you rocking the underwear, or what's your favorite thing you've gotten from Stance so far?
The underwear. Absolutely.
It's so soft. It's so comfortable. And I'll tell you, you just feel the quality when you open it in the box. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, if it feels good in your hands, it's going to feel great on your feet or anywhere else. And Stance believes the perfect fit matters more than fitting in. They also believe that those who feel good do good. So go see for yourself. Register for an account with Stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use our promo code WHW at checkout to apply. And enjoy the cool and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. That's Stance.com, STANCE.com. The promo code is WHW, and you're going to get 15% off your first purchase. So colorful, so comfortable, can't beat it. It's Stance.com. The promo code is WHW. Here's a question from Conrad in Huntsville. He wants to know, how do you save money? You bundle your policies, both home and auto, at Geico.com. Duh.
Absolutely. Glad to have you, Mike. Tony, I'm not going to lie, I took a little nap on that one. Collecting is just not my thing. But I do need to know, if you had to guess, the Washington football team makes their big announcement pretty soon. Is that tomorrow?
What are they going to announce?
That's what I was going to. Oh, their new name. I was going to ask. Right.
Okay. Well, I wonder if pieces of shit has been taken. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I love Tony Schiavone. Never die, Tony. Never die. Eddie Prather. On the Washington football team. What, babe?
I say that, Eddie. Hang on a second. I say that because I grew up a Redskins fan, okay? And, you know, this thing about the Redskins name, and they dropped it. And I remember distinctly where they used to beat the Dallas Cowboys all the time. And don't you point the bird at me, James Okorai, okay? Okay. Anyway, so I grew up a Redskins fan, and then Dan Snyder took over the team, and they fell to shit, and it's just not the team it used to be, so they can kiss my ass.
Okay. We didn't expect the heat on that one, Tony, but we appreciate it.
Eddie. Washington football team. That W doesn't even look like a W. It looks like fuck them. Anyway, next question. Okay.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Lauren. Hey, Tony.
What's up, Eddie?
Elkroy, you shut your mouth. You treat our Tony like the national treasure he is.
Yeah, Elkroy, shut your mouth. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You damn Longhorn fan.
Yeah.
This also, Tony.
Yeah.
I also have a baseball question for you, since we're baseball was my first love.
Yeah.
I still remember the first time the Yankees were my team, because the first time I watched a baseball game was 79.
Yeah.
It was a few weeks before Thurman Munson's plane crash, and I just.
That would have been 76, Eddie.
No, 79. No, 79, Thurman Munson's plane crash.
Okay.
Yeah, because Thurman was still on the team when they won the World Series, I think, in 78.
And
they beat the Dodgers back-to-back years.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
My question is, who would be on your Mount Rushmore of baseball play-by-play, man? I know one of them's probably going to be Vin Scully.
Yeah. Mine would be Vin Scully. It would also be – wow, that's a good one, because I'm thinking of radio play-by-play guys. Ernie Harwell.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And because he was just so easy to listen to.
How about your boy Skip Carey?
Yeah, I liked Skip a lot. He was a lot of fun to listen to. So, yeah, I'm going to put him on there. I think Skip was very, very good to listen to. He was very entertaining. And Marty Brenneman of the Reds.
Yeah. I wouldn't have Harry Skip's dad on it. Too over the top for my taste.
Yeah. Another baseball, quick baseball story was when I left wrestling in 2001, I started doing the Atlanta Braves pregame and postgame show for WSB Radio. And the Reds were in town. And I remember I was in the press box saying, I'm going to meet the Reds broadcaster, because I always wanted to meet Marty Brenneman, and I heard him on WLW for so many years. And I walked in the booth, stuck out my hand, and I say, "Hey, Mr. Brenneman, my name is Tony Schiavone." He said, "I know who the hell you are. I'm a big wrestling fan. Me and my daughter watch it all the time." And it was one of the great moments, really, of me being a broadcaster, going to meet this Hall of Famer, this great broadcaster, and for him to stick his hand out and say that he knew who I was. So that was a big treat for me.
Wow.
So.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Thank you for answering my question, and good luck to the – I just have this feeling that Freeman might be a New York Yankee this offseason.
Okay. I want to tell everybody a deep, dark Tony Schiavone baseball secret here.
Ooh.
I worked for the Braves for 11 years. Mm-hmm. I was an Oakland A's fan during the 70s. Reggie Jackson was traded to the Baltimore Orioles in 1976. I could never cheer for the Baltimore Orioles because my best friend was an Orioles fan back then when I was living in Virginia. And then he was traded to the New York Yankees in 1977. And I became a Yankees fan. And I'm still a kind of a Yankees fan to this day. And so the secret is Tony Schiavone drew a paycheck from the Atlanta Braves for 11 years, but was a Yankees fan. And my whole baseball basement is Yankee memorabilia and Yankee motif. So
woof, Tony, I hated that story. I really thought you were going to tell us a cute one, but okay. No, I don't like it. Okay. Well, whatever. Nobody invited me.
Well, if you've been listening to this show for very long, you know that this episode was sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Of course, Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as both Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve a stronger and harder erection to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door, all in a discreet package. Now, the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code WHW at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is WHW to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast.
Eddie, we did a little fact check. The plane crash was in 79.
79. Very good, Eddie.
I remember that. Yeah, that's about the time, because that was about the time my it was like a couple weeks after my mom got me and my sister back. My dad had kidnapped us. So I remember right. That was the first. Yeah. So
very cool. Good one. See, your memory is much better than mine. Mine's like,
I reckon if I kidnapped you, you'd remember a lot of the surrounding events as well.
Okay. John Hickson. Very quickly, do you want a Thurman Munson story? But I got a Thurman Munson story for you. Yes. It's a good one.
Yes.
And this comes from Jim McKean, who's no longer with us, longtime American League umpire back when there were American League and National League umpires. The Yankees were playing, and this is probably 78. The Yankees were playing the Oakland A's. And Billy North was the starting center fielder for Oakland back then. This may have been earlier. Billy North was playing for the Oakland A's back then. And all the umpires hated Billy North because Billy was just a combative, mouthy, just a big-time shit disturber. So the umpires got together. And let me preface this story by saying there is no way that umpires could get away with this today. But in the 70s, they could get away with it, okay? So Jim McKean was behind the plate, and the umpires got together and said, "We are tired of Billy North. We want him out of this fucking game, and we want you to make sure, as the home plate umpire, that he gets kicked out." And Jim McKean said, "No problem." So he went to Thurman Munson. He said, "Thurman," he said, "I want you to, first pitch of the game," and this was at Yankee Stadium, he said, "I want you to hold the mitt 6 inches off the plate. Just hold it right there and make sure the pitcher," not so sure the pitcher was, may have been Guidry, "I want you to make sure the pitcher hits the mitt." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yep, do it." Walks out, he tells the pitcher what they're going to do. First pitch, boom, hits the mitt, 6 inches off the plate. And Jim McKean says, "Strike one." And he points at Billy North, says, "You got something to say about that, motherfucker?" And Billy North says, "Well, that's the way it's going to be, right? That's the way it's going to be." He said, "Sure." Next one, 6 inches off the plate, strike two, fuck you, you're out of here. And he threw him out of the game on the second pitch of the game. So that's how umpires would handle troublemakers back then. And Thurman Munson was in on the gag. And if an umpire would do that today, that would be the lead story on ESPN SportsCenter.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. That was a fun one. You should share fun stories more often, Tony. It's not like you have a podcast or anything.
Mm.
I'm just picking on you. Mark Nelson. I'm sorry. John Hickson. Almost skipped our friend John.
Come on, Lauren. Hey, we were talking about those fun stories about the Yankees, which which got me excited because I enjoyed the Yankees as well. In fact, it made me want to go upstairs. So my wife and I are, baseball fans. I got, picture of, Mickey and Roger Maris and, the great Lou Gehrig, autograph of Whitey Ford. So it's
very cool.
It's really cool to see, get the memorabilia and just get the excitement that, that brings baseball together. So this has been a real fun, fun show because we're talking about something different than other than wrestling. So thank you. Right. Thank you, Tony. You really brightened up my day today.
Well, thanks, John. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you saying that.
Because I wanted to be, I didn't want to be negative to you, but, you know, be a little negative on.
Please go ahead. Be negative.
How is the travel with all the, you know, rescheduling and shutdowns and, you know, how has it affected you, having to fly with AEW? I mean, you already told us earlier today because you had to go to Chicago a day earlier.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't risk not getting in tomorrow.
Right. John, travel for me is really easy because I live in the Metro Atlanta area, and it's one of the biggest airports in the world. And Delta Airlines basically flies everywhere that I go direct. And so I don't have to connect. And so it's very easy. What I do is I wake up on Wednesday mornings and I get to the airport. I go to the airport in the mornings and I fly in. I go right to the building on Wednesdays. I do the show. I take the first flight out on Thursdays. And that's basically my travel. So it's very easy. Now, of course, you got to wear a mask in the airport. I get it. You got to wear a mask in the airplane. And if we think that's going to be for the rest of your lives, okay, you're going to have to wear a mask on the airplane and a mask in the airport the rest of your lives. So get used to it. And it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me. I'm not Lois Schiavone.
Okay. I wanted to know because, you know, sometimes you play a character of being negative on the podcast. So I didn't know if being grumpy Tony Schiavone is, you know, with the airport travel is just wearing you out that you're going, I'd prefer to drive now.
Yeah, I prefer to fly. I really do. And I have no problems because I've been doing Delta long enough to where I pay for the Delta Sky Club to have that every year. And it's a great travel perk to be able to go to the Sky Club and hang out there. And you can drink if you want. You can have coffee or breakfast or lunch or whatever. And that's great. So it's travel. Now, I also have to, when I come back on Thursdays, by Thursday late afternoon, early evening, I'll get the screener from our post-production people, the screener for Rampage. And I'll sit down and I'll go through Rampage and I'll make my notes, time code notes of shots they missed or things that I think look good on camera. And then I also make notes about some of the things the announcers maybe should have said differently or whatever. And I send my notes in. So I got to work late on Thursday. And then over the weekend, I'll do the podcast and I'll also write up the control centers, and we record the control centers on Monday. I'll record my podcast with Conrad usually on Sunday. And then a lot of times on Monday, we record AEW Unrestricted. So I do have a kind of a busy week, but it's just kind of just flying back and forth one day. A lot of times I'm out of town, sometimes less than 24 hours. You can't beat that. I mean, you really can't. It wasn't the case the other week when we were in Washington because we had Dynamite, we had a day off, and then we had Rampage on Friday. So, but normally I'm just in and out.
Well, that's awesome. And can you help us top guys and Rebel Happy Hour members get Rebel back on AEW television? It's been over 30 days. We need your help, Tony. We gotta have Rebel. And thank you again for taking the time to that.
I'm going to, when I finish here, I've got some Rebel time coming up. And I will say that to her. Okay?
He has some Rebel time coming up. I agree. We can never get enough Rebel up in here, Tony. All right?
Hey, is your ex still using your streaming services? That's what one woman found out after she downloaded Truebill, which finds and cancels subscriptions with just one tap. Now, I want to mention Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you just don't need, want, or maybe simply forgot about. And on average, folks are saving $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in just one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has over 2 million users and has saved them over $100 million. Take Jennifer's review. With your help, our family has saved $587 a year on unnecessary subscriptions. I didn't really understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/WHW. Go right now to Truebill.com/WHW. It could save you thousands a year. That's Truebill.com/WHW. Time to tell you about something I'm super passionate about, protecting your family. Yes, this is a life insurance ad for GoliathLife.com, but to me, this is really about peace of mind. Think about insurance for a second. We all get medical and auto insurance, yet we never even know if we're going to have a need for it. Let me let you in on a little secret. You need life insurance. We're all going to die. Now, as you let that reality sink in, think about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. If you don't have a plan for that, you need to visit GoliathLife.com. And I mean right now. And just personally, I've lost two friends in their 40s this past year and a half, and I don't even want to think about what their families would be going through had they not had life insurance. If you don't have it, get it. Protect your family. And I suggest you go to GoliathLife.com because they've made the process of getting affordable life insurance super easy. Goliath Life streamlines the life insurance process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers within minutes, and you'll pick your terms and payments to fit your budget. You pick your price, you start the online application immediately, and even schedule the medical exam to come to you. And I've done it. They sent someone to my office. I skipped the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations. Goliath Life makes buying life insurance simple. There's no hidden fees, no upsells, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. Goliath Life is life insurance in your hands on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com. Hey, did you go to Geico.com yet?
Art G is up next with a question. Hey, Art.
What?
You're not next. You need to be patient. Thank you. Hey,
thank
Art.
Thank you. Hey guys, and thank you, Lauren. I got some family upstairs, and Tony, thank you for your time.
Hey, Art, no problem, man. Good talking to you.
First of all, you're correct. It is supposed to snow between 5 and 12 inches tonight. So,
wow, how about that? So I may be staying in Chicago a little bit longer than that 6 a.m. flight on Thursday.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's possible. I'm 5 minutes from O'Hare here, so trust me, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, but they, I mean, it's Chicago. They should know how to handle snow, right? I mean, they do, unless, of course, COVID has hit the snow plows or something. I don't know.
No, we do, but still, everyone drives like idiots.
Sure, so. Right.
So it's a small two-part baseball question.
Sure.
In your opinion, who are you giving more of the blame for the lockout to, the owners or the players? And if you were to pick wrestlers in their prime from your time in the business, who's sitting them down and mediating them, and who's blocking them from leaving after 10 minutes like they've been doing with these negotiating sessions?
Well, I haven't been following the negotiations, Art, but I'm always going to blame the owners. Because I think the players should get everything and more. Without the players, you're not going to have baseball. And yeah, okay, I get it. They are making unbelievable money. Okay, but they're making unbelievable money because of idiots running the stores. That's why they're making the unbelievable money. I mean, the baseball owners should have known this. So now, what was the second part of this question? I'll always be in favor of the players.
If you had to pick someone from your time in the wrestling business to bar the doors and bar them from leaving, and who's going to do the mediating in these sessions, who are you picking?
Ole Anderson.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ole Anderson. I've been in meetings with Ole Anderson, and he is a no bullshit guy. And, that would be the man. And that would be Ole Anderson in his prime. Okay. Not the Ole Anderson, the old man now, but back then the old Ole Anderson would be the man. No question.
Well, thank you. I got to run, guys. And thank you for your time, Tony.
All right. Don't get caught in the snow, man.
Will do. See ya.
Oh, man. Tony, I'm going to have to come dig you out
of being snowed in. That's okay. Mark Nelson, you're supposed to be next. I think I'm going to skip you again and let's talk to, I'm just kidding. Hey, Mark. I like how you muted that.
It's all right. What? That's fine. Whatever. Tony, thank Mark. You for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Lauren, no problem, buddy.
I appreciate your time as well. Thank you. Tony, I was watching on the internet yesterday and there was a clip of Ric Flair doing a promo where he handed you $500 bills.
Yeah.
Told you to buy a better jacket.
Yeah.
So my first question is, did you keep the money or did you have to give it back afterwards?
I gave it back to him. I would not be so presumptuous as if to say, okay, thank you, I'll keep this.
Okay. I'm just wondering. And my other thing is this, I loved how you guys did the Royal Rumble where you were guessing the entrants that were coming out if they were going to be with AEW.
Right. That was pretty cool.
I have another twist on it. Can you do an older Royal Rumble where you figure out is the next person going to be dead or alive?
No.
That would be very, very good. That would be very good.
Like 1990, 91, 92, because almost half of them are dead.
Right, right. You know, the podcast that that drops tomorrow for most of you and for those of you who get it early on ad-free and on Patreon, I guess that's all of you. We did it. There was an interview in the back where Hogan was being, where they were talking to Hogan about his match against Butcher. And I was going over my mind about who was dead and who was alive in that shot. Nick Bockwinkel, dead. Gene Okerlund, dead. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, dead. Jim Barnett, thank God, dead. Who else? There were a couple other people that were in there. Oh, obviously Vader. No longer with us. Harley Race, no longer with us. Just in that room. It's just amazing how, and this is for all of you out there, everybody here, because I know you're not my age. You're going to get old. Okay. You're going to get old. And hopefully you're going to get old. Mm-mm. Hopefully you won't die young. Hopefully you'll have a nice long life, but you're going to get old. And then you're going to look back and look at your friends and you're going to say, what the hell happened to the time? That is the secret of life, not the secret to life. The secret of life is it goes by quickly and you don't know it yet, but wait till you get to my age. It goes by quickly. I mean, Lois Schiavone was the most beautiful woman I ever met in my life. And now it's like I'm married to Ed Asner. I just,
all right. Who is dead too? Isn't Ed Asner dead as well?
Yes, he is. Yes, he did. Yes, he is. That's a joke. That's a joke. Okay, it is.
Thank you, Grandpa Tony.
You're welcome, Mark Nelson, out in California. Megan, I know you're trying to show me a note. I can't see that. Your little.
Come on, Meg. Share it with class.
What is it?
No, I just said you kept saying everybody was dead, and I just busted up laughing, and I just said I am dead. I can't write backwards.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're dead too. All right, Tony, you're going to have to shorten some of these answers because people just keep telling me they have more and more and more questions. Rob Lang is up next. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you, Rob?
I'm good, man. Virginia boy here, Tony.
All right, Rob. Where are you from?
Close to Richmond, Virginia. I live in New Orleans now, but I was originally from Virginia. I read your book. Great stuff.
Thanks, man.
I loved it. Hopefully you'll do another one.
Yeah. I see Josh Fields just held it up right there. Thanks, Josh. My plan is I'd like to do another one, but I'd like to have a different twist on it. I mean, everybody likes the wrestling stories and I got some other wrestling stories, I guess I can put in the book.
I got you.
But I think maybe I'd like to just like me, I'd like to be a superhero. Okay. And with Bug is my Robin, and we both have capes. And what we do, we descend on people who mistreat animals, okay? And we kill those people.
Hey,
we don't put them behind bars. We kill them, okay? Yes. And then we send them to the factory, and we have them processed, and we have them dog food made out of those people. So that's my idea. My next book. So there.
Hey, I like it. Hey, I'm a dog lover myself. But my question for you, Tony, this last week on AEW, Jim Ross made a comment about the magic wall. What were your thoughts about that? I got a kick out of it.
The magic wall.
Where
Okay.
Kristen, what's her Starlander's her last name? I can't remember.
Kristen Statlander.
Yeah, chasing the girl, the other girl up the ramp, and they all just stopped all of a sudden.
Okay.
And Ross was on commentary and said, and something to extend out, he didn't get why all of a sudden this magic wall appeared.
Okay. Rob, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember it. And it's probably because Tony was either talking to me at the same time or I was thinking of something else and I'm freaking old. So I'm sorry. I don't remember him saying that. So does anybody else remember it? I'm sorry if I don't. So there you go, Rob.
It was big on Twitter this weekend. Did you get stories from Richmond in the times of the Coliseum?
Yeah, I used to go to the Coliseum all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend and I, his name was Hippie, one of my good friends. His name was Tommy, Sam, Hippie, had all these different nicknames. We drove the Richmond one time, and this is when Blackjack Mulligan turned babyface. And we were sitting up above where the wrestlers came out. We're not at ringside, and Blackjack was being attacked by somebody. Oh, he was being attacked by the Masked Superstar. And then Baron Von Raschke ran out, and Tommy turned to me, Hippie turned to me, said, "I could hear that flat-footed motherfucker run from a mile away." And I never will forget that. That has stuck with me in the Richmond Coliseum. And when I think of Baron Von Raschke, I think of him saying, "That flat-footed motherfucker," because that's how we talked back then. That's how I talked back then, too. I talked like that. Yeah. I talked like James L. Cora from Texas. And so that's what I remember about it. And I also remember when I worked for WCW, a bunch of us were backstage with our laptop computers, and we went out to do our show, and someone backstage at the Richmond Coliseum stole about 5 laptop computers from us.
Oh, wow.
How about those for 2 Richmond Coliseum memories? Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Sorry your laptops got stolen.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Richmond Coliseum was a great venue. It looked like a spaceship, didn't it? I mean, it looked like a big old spaceship. It was great. I'm sorry it got torn down.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. A lot of memories there. But thank you, Tony, for your time. And good luck this week in Chicago, especially getting back home with this weather.
No problem, Rob. I know we're coming to New Orleans soon, and we'll be coming before the end. We'll be coming for I think we're coming in New Orleans in April, I believe. If you look on All Elite Wrestling, look on the website there. It's on there.
I definitely will, and hopefully I'll get to catch up with you when you come to town.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you, Rob.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Here's a question from Conrad in Huntsville. He wants to know, how do you save money? You bundle your policies, both home and auto, at geico.com. Duh.
You know, Rob, it's not likely. I actually live in the same city as Tony Schiavone, and he never wants to hang out. Maybe it's just me. It probably is. James L. Carai, I bet that's you, too. Do you ever get to hang out with Tony Schiavone?
No, I only get to talk to him on these Zooms. I never had the opportunity to meet him in real life, though. But, man.
Oh, hopefully— that's bullshit. That is so much bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Remember when he called us out at Dynamite, James?
Yeah, that's one of our greatest memories. That's right, Coach.
Okay. No, man. Lauren, I'm going to start with you. Missed you this weekend. I hope you had fun at the Rumble. I was kind of jelly. I wasn't there hanging out with you for sure.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, you know. But Tony. Oh, there's Tony. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, Tony, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to a legend like you. I still get nervous every time. You know, hopefully we'll get to see each other soon, you know, instead of over these Zoom calls.
Sure, buddy.
Never seen you in person and stuff. my question is, so how, like, Conrad and, like, the podcast have kind of had this resurgence in wrestling, and, like, a little nostalgia kind of brought people back in. And we have people like, you know, Shaska, you know, and then Boogie Woogie and Chitoata and all that stuff. How much joy does that give you to have those guys' names, like, circulate back again? Because you were there, like, in the flesh when they were popular, and now to see them kind of get that little resurgence, how good does that make you feel as, like, a friend of them?
Yeah, it makes me feel really good. It makes me feel really good about what they did, James, in the past. Really resonates, and we can help and make it resonate. Our podcast is about nostalgia. That's why I'm back. That's why I'm on Dynamite. That's why AEW hired me. The nostalgia factor. It's not like that I'm adding that much to a broadcast, so I get it. But I really think that that the nostalgia is you guys and girls remember the past and honor the past. And I think it's great for all those guys like Nikita Koloff, like Shaska, like Ronnie Garvin, like the Kansas Jayhawks, like Dutch Mantell, those guys who, I mean, those guys, Arn Anderson, those guys busted their ass, buddy. They worked every day. They did not have a 401k provided by their boss. They did not have health insurance. If they didn't work on a Wednesday night because they were hurt, they didn't get paid that Wednesday. So for those guys to be revered and to be lifted up means a lot to me. And I'm glad I'm a part of that.
I'm really glad you brought it back too, because I never saw that stuff before. And now I'm just like yeah. You said, all those people, I mean, it's great stuff. And to kind of see that good wrestling kind of reverberate its way into the New Day wrestling, where, hey, that was good, let's try some of that. I really think it's, on the upswing for sure.
And I wish some of the kids, and I call them kids, that we have, they appreciate it. I know, but I wish they would watch it more, because I think they could take away something from it. One of these days, when you see a guy doing a Russian leg sweep one day, and I don't know if you remember, Brad Armstrong used to do the Russian leg sweep and then flip right over in one motion. When you see a guy do it on AEW, it's because I talked him into it whenever that happens. So I've got to go to somebody. Maybe, I don't know. We got so many great kids out there. Maybe, I don't know. I was thinking that, maybe Anthony Bowens, who's such a great athlete, does the Russian leg sweep. Maybe I'll talk him into it. I'll start off by saying, listen, go back and look at a Brad Armstrong match from 1986. It's on the network, and watch Brad Armstrong do a Russian leg sweep. Just some of the moves like that. There's so many things that were done back then that were good that are kind of lost.
Yeah. Especially like really subtle, really simple, but really big,
absolutely
moving forward. But, yeah. Thank you for the time, Tony. I do want to say, how Megan said, like, I never met Megan if it wasn't for Ad Free Shows. And I wouldn't, have met a lot of these people if it wasn't for meeting you first, Tony. So you brought me to the Ad Free Show family for sure. So I greatly appreciate that, because it's an honor to know all of these people here. And you, Lauren,
Yeah.
And well, I just hope you have a good night, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, James. I feel, and Lauren, you can pick up on this. I feel that we're all friends here, because of our love in wrestling. We're more than just, you guys are obviously Ad Free Shows subscribers and Patreon, WSO Money subscribers, and I get that, but we're more like friends and family. We really are. And that's kind of a cheesy thing to say, but we are. We know each other. We had a great time at Ad Free Shows, Top Guy Weekend, and certainly we'll move on from there.
Man, what a nice guy. Nice statement from a famous guy like Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, you and I are friends because of my love for you, not wrestling. But okay, that's fine. We'll take it.
Hey, did you go to geico.com yet?
Yambag Jones, I know you're loving Tony Schiavone as well. What's up, Yambag? He doesn't want to talk to us.
Is he still with us? Did he drop off?
Is he still with us? Oh my God, you're talking about people being dead, and then you're like, is he still with us? Like,
well, I don't see him on all the lists. I don't see him on all the squares here.
Well, Yambag, we missed you. Love you, mean it. Phil S, what you got for Tony Schiavone?
Hey everyone. Hey Lauren, thanks for having us. And Tony, sure. Pleasure. Like I said, I was a top free guy about 3 weeks now, so it's pretty cool. This is my second Zoom.
Well, thanks, Phil, man. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Just a question here. I like I said, when I first started, I was in broadcasting and announcing.
Uh-huh.
What were the biggest differences and similarities when you first came back to work as a, commentator in the wrestling business?
Well, obviously, Phil, the biggest differences was the pace of the match and the different holds that all had names now. All had these. I mean, we had a few names, right? A suplex, figure four, Russian leg sweep, but I mean, it is really, really diverse now. And it is, and that was different. The pace of the matches are different again, but what is similar and what is has always remained the same is our job as announcers. And our job as announcers are to elevate the talent, to make them seem bigger than life, to make you interested in the storylines, to bring the excitement of the matches to you. That always remained the same, but the quality of match, and I'll say the quality's dropped or gotten that much better. I love wrestling, but I just think that it's a different thing now. I mean, it is.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty cool just to kind of see, you know, you have that long layoff. Yeah. But I mean, I guess, commentating baseball, like kept the announcing flowing. So no, I appreciate all the baseball stories as well. So
yeah. And I just give you an example about calling moves. I was watching back a Rampage, and Excalibur called a move something. It was some Spanish move. He used Spanish. And I sent him a note as I'm watching it back, and I sent him a text, and I said, "Hey, I'm watching Rampage back, and I was wondering, isn't that move called something else?" He said, "Yeah, but I figured that since it was Pente El Cerro Miedo doing it, I would use a Spanish version of it." I said, "You son of a bitch." So that's how commentary has changed. I mean, awesome. I think Excalibur has forged his own way as, to me, one of the great ones, man. Just tremendous.
I enjoy listening to three of you. Yeah. Tonight, so I'll be watching tomorrow.
Thanks, Phil.
Like I said, stay safe in the snow. So
thank you, brother. I will.
Chicago.
All right.
Take care.
The good news is our hotel just walk to the hotel here. You just walk across the street.
Well, not if you're snowed in, you crazy fool.
You just walk across the street even if you're snowed in, Lauren. I know you're from Georgia, or I'm sorry, South Kakalaka. I know you're from South Kakalaka, and you don't understand about walking in the snow, but you can walk in it.
Okay. You know? He's just calling me out. Tony, I love you. Paul Millett also loves you. He has joined ad-free shows tonight specifically to talk to you, it seems. Hey, Paul, what you got?
Hey, how you doing? This is my very first Zoom with you guys, so very excited for that. Very excited to be talking to Tony Schiavone.
Thanks, Paul.
Big fan of yours from way back in the day.
Thank you, buddy.
Really big memory for me would have been SummerSlam 89 with you and Jesse.
Yeah, man.
I thought that was great. And I wish I could have seen more of you and Jesse together in the WWE.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. Fair or unfair, I feel like Tony Khan is always going to be compared to Eric Bischoff and, you know, a lot of ways being this guy who's going after WWE.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, are there certain similarities and big differences you see having worked under those two guys?
I think the main difference is that when Eric was in charge of, at that time, of WCW, he really, really wanted to put Vince out of business. That was what he wanted to do. That was, and he talked about that. I vividly remember we were in the Target Center in Minneapolis, and he came, and I've told this on our podcast. He came into, he had a meeting, and it was in catering. He brought everybody in catering. And he said these words, I'll never forget it. He said, "I will not rest until I put a stake to the heart of Vince McMahon." He said that. So he wanted to put Vince out of business. Tony doesn't want to do that. Tony wants to forge his own way. And so that's the biggest difference in the two, I think, what motivates them. And really, I don't know if Eric remembers saying that. I don't know if he talked about it. I don't know if he even mentioned it on a podcast, but I know he did say that. So I knew that the wrestling war was real. I just think Tony, and of course he may have said some things on social media that say the otherwise, and I don't read social media, so I don't know what he says. But I really think he's just trying to forge his own way in doing that. Also, another big difference is that Eric Bischoff was playing with Turner money and Tony Khan is playing with Khan family money. It's a lot different. His own money. So that makes all the difference in the world. It really does.
Mm. Well, got you. Thank you for taking my question. It's really great to be part of this. And look forward to more down the road.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you being here too. Thank you.
Do you own your home? Go to geico.com. Do you rent your home? Go to geico.com. Do you have a car? Go to geico.com. Want to save some money? Go to geico.com.
Hey.
Hey, I'm always glad to see new members joining in on these. We have a lot of fun here, don't we, Darren S? Hey, Darren.
Hey, Lauren. So I saw you were a bit repulsed by some possibly negative comments about your special friend Bischoff. But I know we're short on time.
Those are not meant to be negative comments, Darren. Really, it's not. I mean, it's really what he said. And you know what? We were at that time, we were all going, yeah. You know, I mean,
Yep, I dig. And I know a lot of people are probably still in line. So I'll try to tighten this question up. It kind of goes to what Rob was talking about earlier about venues. And I think it's kind of timely now that AEW is at these same venues. And, you know, I'm an old school North Carolina Crockett guy. And just kind of wanted to get your take on the difference between, for wrestling, AEW and Crockett, Greensboro Coliseum versus the original Charlotte Coliseum, which is now the Bowplex. Yeah. Do you have any kind of preference there?
As a fan, the Greensboro Coliseum was always my jam because that's where we went to all the time. And I never as a fan went to the Charlotte Coliseum. Greensboro was as further south as I went. Was that your question, Darren?
Yeah, I was just wondering, is that the same case now? Because I know AEW is at the old Charlotte, and they're also at Greensboro. Has the dynamic changed over the years?
Yeah, I think right now, if nothing else, because of the size of it and because of the market, I think the Charlotte Coliseum or in the Bojangles Coliseum is a better place for us now than the Greensboro Coliseum. Greensboro is so big and vast, and we had a good crowd in Greensboro, but it was nothing like we had in Charlotte for Battle of the Belts. And the Battle of the Belts show, we had a great crowd in Charlotte. The Battle of the Belts show wasn't really a stacked show as far as star power compared to a Dynamite. So I think the Bojangles Coliseum is, I think what I'm saying is I think you're going to be seeing us a lot more in Charlotte than you are in Greensboro down the road. I can almost guarantee it.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you, Darren. Big D. What up, Big D?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Big D, what's up, brother?
I was just wondering if you have any Baltimore stories at all, like wrestling related, anything?
I remember we did a show there, and it's going to have to be one of our pay-per-views, and you'll have to go back and watch it. But I remember Bobby Heenan being really drunk, doing a show there. And as we walked in the backstage area, Heenan knew he had been drunk, and he came up to me. He said, "Was everything okay out there, Tony?" And I went, "Yeah, everything was fine." Bobby said, "You sure?" I said, "Yeah, it was fine." And time went by, and he came up to me again. He said, "Are you sure things are okay?" And you know what, Big D? I should have been honest. I said, "Listen, no, you were inebriated. You didn't have a good show. Don't do it again." But I just went, "Yeah, everything was fine." And I also remember going backstage in Baltimore after I had been at the pool for most of the week at home and sprayed sun into my hair. And I walked in and my hair was blonde. And everybody went, "You're full of shit." And I said, "Yeah, I sure am," which I'll never do again. But isn't that crazy? Those are my Baltimore stories I remember. I also remember going to Sabatino's afterwards and Ric Flair ordering like $1,500 of food and booze. And we all were so drunk, we couldn't eat it. And and Arn Anderson, as we walked out, Arn Anderson said, "Do you realize how much food was wasted?" Because Sabatino's, I don't know how it is now, but Sabatino's was famous for gigantic portions of food. So if everybody ordered a portion, there was so much food on the table and we were all just too drunk to eat it. And so I remember we would always go to Sabatino's afterwards because they stayed open late. It was before Jimmy's Famous Seafood is where we all go now. Those are the things I remember most about Baltimore. We had some very, very good shows there. And I brought this up on my podcast. Final thing I can remember is that is where Lex Luger got Ric Flair in the torture rack. And the finish was the commissioner in Baltimore, the Maryland Athletic Commissioner, was going to stand up, stood up and pointed. We rang the bell and we all thought that Luger won it. But no, the commissioner said stop the match because Flair's bleeding. So the fans thought Luger had won. And then, of course, our ring announcer, who I think was Gary Capetta at that time, it probably wasn't Gary Capetta, I'm not so sure who it was, said the match has been stopped. Ric Flair retains the world title. JR and I walk out, and the fans, as we walk out, wanted to kick our ass. They were mad at us. I mean, fans are reaching across, swinging at us. And I was like, I was telling JR, I said, fuck this. I didn't come up with a finish. You know, and so those were the things I remember most about Baltimore. It was a great, great city for us. And unfortunately, I had to do Georgia Bulldog work when we were there recently with AEW within the last couple of years. And I missed that. So unfortunately, I did. Great city, great wrestling city.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right. Josh Fields, what do you have for Tony Schiavone?
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. First off, I know you don't get on social media a lot, but I do like you liking my status about having the Butts and Seats comic.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for having it.
No problem for being a shill for Tony. But my question is, really, I'll keep it really quick.
Sure.
If you could go out on your own terms, what would your last day as a broadcaster look like?
I would die on set. I would die on set. I would just like, welcome to whatever show. That would be it. Yeah. It would be great. It'd be a great news story.
That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah.
You'd have to give us one more It Sting, right?
Yeah. It Sting. Something like that. I laugh and it could happen tomorrow at my age, but you just never know. You know, the longtime broadcaster of the Phillies, Harry Callis, he died in the press box. He did a pregame show and they went downstairs. They came back up and he was slumped right over and that was it. So
okay.
That would be the way to go out.
No, Tony, please don't do that to us.
Hmm.
I'll say it again. Never die.
And I'm serious about that, Josh. That's how I want to go.
Mm-mm.
I think that is going out on your own terms. I think that is, not somebody saying, oh, by the way, we can't use you anymore. You're too old. Or by the way, we're going to bring somebody else in. I think and on the job is going out on top.
Go out doing what you love. I appreciate that's right. It, Tony.
Exactly.
Thanks, a Reds fan, I love your Marty Brenneman story. So.
Yeah, Marty was tremendous. It. Yeah.
All right, Tony, I'm going to put you under the gun. I got three more questions.
Three more questions.
And about four more minutes.
Okay, so go.
Go. Are you ready? Ricky Montgomery, what you got?
Ricky, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
Oh, just call me Lone Wolf. That's my real name.
Lone Wolf, you got it, brother.
Matter of fact, Sting and the Wolfpack, I had to do with that growing up. I changed my name 9 years ago.
Okay.
So that's what I went with, and that's what they call me at work. And everybody's like, how do you get that name from? Plus, it has a lot of meaning to it. But
sure.
Congratulations cool. on the Braves.
I'm yeah, man.
A diehard Cubs fan, but I grew up on TBS Cubs with my dad, who's a huge – well, we're diehard wrestling fans. I mean, I go back when I was a little shorty. My dad goes back to the 70s. My dad grew up on Portland Wrestling. So
okay.
He saved his allowance every week and went to every single show. Matter of fact, he got spit on by a wrestler one time.
Wow.
He was telling me about it. I found out through JR that you was a diehard Batman fan. I'm a huge Batman fan. Matter of fact, my girlfriend just really outdid my Batman stuff this year. What is your favorite Batman movie?
Favorite Batman movie?
Yes.
I think my favorite Batman movie is Dark Knight Rises. I just thought the third one. I just thought the end of the trilogy was a really a great way to just button that up. That to me was great. Now, listen, I loved the stuff with Michael Keaton. I really did because it kind of brought Batman back. You know, I mean the last thing we had seen with Batman was the campy stuff with Adam West. And now in 1989, they bring this back, and I thought all that was good. I love I love Batman Returns. I love that one, but I just think the final one of the trilogy of Christopher Nolan's trilogy was the best.
Mm-hmm. Right. One more quick small one. Now, what was your favorite Joker?
Oh, my favorite.
That's my favorite villain.
Yeah. My favorite Joker was, and I, because of my age, I can't remember his name right now, but the Joker movie. That was.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, I think he was the best one.
Think so? I thought Heath Ledger was my favorite. He was my favorite one.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. Yeah, okay, he was great. But that, to me, that Joker movie was just was creepy and good. I don't know.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I appreciate you. I've been a loyal fan of yours. For years, me and my brother will tape WCW after watching Raw on Mondays. We'll tape WCW, come home on Tuesday and watch see happening on WCW. So we are huge NWO fans, a huge WCW fans. I'm a huge Sting fan. And this is like, I'm a top guy. So I've only been a top guy for a week. So I really appreciate this. I'm excited to get to do these a lot more. And I was looking forward to talking to you today. So thank you very much. You really, really made my day. Oh, thanks, my birthday's next week too. So my birthday's in 2 weeks too. So this is like an awesome birthday gift in a lot of ways.
All right, Lone Wolf. Well, happy birthday, buddy. Thanks for being with us too, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you guys. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. Welcome to the team, Lone Wolf. Tony, we are out of time. But I'm going to give you two more guys anyway, and I'm sorry.
Okay,
about
sure. Two more guys.
Josh Rosenbaum, what you got?
Josh.
Real quick, Tony, how's Kenny Omega feeling? I love him, and I can't wait for him to come back.
Kenny, we actually had Kenny back a couple of times in the backstage area. Helping out with the women's matches. He was at Battle of the Belts. He was backstage with the Rio and Britt Baker match, working on that. And I think we're going to see him back very, very soon. I'm with you, man. I've reached out to him and checked in on him, and I think he's doing okay.
Great. I can't wait for him to come back. Thanks, Tony.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Coach, and congratulations on what you're up to. I see you. James Sorensen, you got 15 seconds.
James, you take as long as you want, buddy. You're the last man up. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you. Tony, I'm sorry. I'm the youngest one here. Unfortunately, I can't call you the voice of my childhood because I was only 4 or 5 when by the time WCW went out of business. But
I got you, buddy.
Do you collect Funko Pops?
I do not. I do have a couple, but I do not collect them.
Okay. But my question was, do you have any stories from traveling to Nebraska at all? Because.
We worked Lincoln one time, and I remember a bunch of us went out and looked at the football stadium. But that's the only thing I remember about being in Nebraska. Because we all wanted to see that football stadium because of the legendary status of Cornhuskers football. And so we got to see it. I think I walked out on that stadium with, believe it or not, Jeff Jarrett for some reason. I don't know why I was hanging out with Jeff Jarrett that day. But we walked out on that stadium. But that's the only thing I can remember.
Well, thank you, Tony. And also, do you believe Jeff Jarrett is a horseman or not?
No, he's no horseman. Does he think he's a horseman?
He thinks he's a horseman.
No, of course he does. Yeah. Well,
But you're truly one of the greatest announcers of all time, not just in wrestling, not just in baseball, overall. Truly had the pleasure of meeting you in Chicago for Top Guy Weekend. You were first class.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, buddy. I appreciate you being here.
You're my favorite host over Lauren. And could we ever get Bischoff versus Tony for a pillow fight?
Oh,
no.
I wasn't going to let you go without an answer on that one, Tony. Tony, tonight we have talked about baseball cards, baseball in general, the Washington pieces of shit, or whatever you said their name is going to be. We've talked about Batman and the Joker and a little bit of wrestling here and there. Tony Schiavone, you truly are a grab bag of fun, aren't you?
Thank you. I just want to do a right cross to the jaw of Frank Bruno and say, go Bengals. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Frank.
Sorry.
Thought for sure the Titans would. God.
My heart is broken, Tony. But
there you go.
His heart will go on. Tony Schiavone, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Remember to jump on his Patreon channel. It's WHW Monday. If you want to watch AEW Rampage with Tony Schiavone this Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Follow him on all the socials. He's not there. He won't know that you're there. But we are on adfreeshows.com, and we'll see you next time. Good night, Tony Schiavone. And
good night,
guys. Good night.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.